Okay, what do we have here?
40-year-old black woman uses a gorilla glue for hair grease.
Oh my god, this is not good.
I know you can fix it. Are you going to use the aloe vera and olive oil?
No. None of that. I need 25 cc's of Luster's pink moisturizer. I need one box of Just For Me hair care product because she thought that the gorilla glue was just for her. I need one hot comb, one rat tail comb. I need three brushes. I need 32 green barrettes, four barleys. Nurse, where are the hair ties? We are running out of time.
Doctor, what about the adhesive remover?
Get me a little bit of Crisco. She's destabilizing. We need her.
Are you sure we should not smack her head with ginger root?
Where is the can of Just Jam? With the green top. Not the orange one. That's not the good one. Bring it here. What am I going to do with this? Oh my god. This is not good. Oh, this is not good. She is flat ironing.
Oh no, doctor. You can do this. You got it.
Everyone, back up, back up. Give me space. I can't breathe.
Oh.
Okay, she is stable.
You did it, doctor.
Ooh, that was a lot of work. 24 hours of surgery. She is back. With more luster than the pink oil.
Respect.
More bounce and shine than a Soul Glow commercial. She is ready to hit the streets.
She will look like Roscoe Dash for the first 2 weeks, but it will be better than before.
Black Eye, how you like me now?
Boop.
I gotta poop. Dead ass. I'm not even lying. It's that McDonald's, man. I said I was gonna chill. Anyway, shit, let's do it.
God, why do we always do this, man?
I'm about to say, I don't even know how to, do anything with that. Damn, I went too far, didn't I?
What are you trying to do? Were you trying to do predictable?
I'm trying to get to us.
You're just there.
Where are we at?
Right here. You're red, I'm orange.
Oh, shit, all right. I am
me
not.
Me first, nigga!
No, you fucked it up. Did you hear what I said?
No.
I said, I am not.
Hawk. Thank you. That's
and me. Who ain't you?
Oh, I am not.
Geese. Come on.
But this is...
Oh, my Charles.
The podcast episode 40.
Yeah. Hold up, wait. Yo, just real fast. Chicken or beef ramen noodles?
Oriental.
You bugging. Yeah.
How the fuck can you not like Oriental noodles?
That's the blue one?
That's the blue one, baby.
I don't know. It's just the flavor is just...
It's perfect. It tastes like the perfect mixture of green onion, soy, and all the Chinatown flavors out there.
I ain't even going to stunt, bro. When I go into the grocery stores, I ain't peeped the Oriental in a minute. Well, the flavor, you know what I mean?
That's obviously true. I see more Master P noodles than I do any other one.
I see the buttest one, bro, and anybody better not disagree with me, dog.
What?
Is roast chicken. How did they get the chicken flavor to roast?
That's like the light orange pack, the yellowish.
I don't know. It depends on what you get. If you get Top Ramen, Maruchan, or you get Billy Billy Gruff.
Roast chicken ramen noodles remind me of the projects. Like, it takes me back there. And I'm being dead serious.
But nobody...
legit takes me back to the projects.
Nobody used to eat those, though, bro.
But hold on. My sister... The way my sister made her noodles, man. Shout out to Quayla. You're disgusting. The way she made her noodles is she would add, like... She would make them, you know, the roasted chicken is already kind of like creamy looking.
Yeah.
She would add like butter and all these other creamy thyme flavors. And I would just look at her like, nigga, what is this a dessert? What are you trying to do to these?
What?
I don't understand why people fuck noodles up. Like, all noodles need, it's ramen. Okay, ramen. What is ramen? It's a big bowl of noodly fun. You need lots of juice and you need lots of nudes. If you don't have those two, it's not ramen. You made something else. Okay?
But you know, you... Oh, go ahead.
No, no. I'm just saying, when I make my noodles, I need a gang of juice. Not too much juice that ruins the flavor pack, but enough for it to be, like, you know what I mean? Authentic.
But you know you have to... When you cook the noodles, first of all, you can't let them oversteam to the point where they come out all slimy and lizard-like. Who the hell?
I'll dente everything. As a matter of fact, what I do is I undercook my noodles, unreal undercooked, because the process of adding your seasonings and getting the stern and adding all the other fun things,
yeah,
they cook as long as them shits is sitting in that hot juice.
Yeah, yeah.
They're cooking.
But this is the thing, though. I make sure the noodles is good. They good, right? Hold on, wait. You don't put the seasoning in the pot.
Fuck no, what?
Oh, okay, I was about to say, all right, shit.
What?
100. You're a serial killer if you do that.
Nah, because, I mean, I definitely take the noodles, you mean, try to do a little drain action, but I keep the sauce, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then put the packet in the dry noodles, do a little stir, and then pour the water in so they could all mix and have fun.
That's an extra step, but, I mean, I just drain enough water to get the proper ramen consistency, and then I add the pack.
I'm about to say, Skrilla, what you about to say? What you do, bro?
What's my rate of being a murderer? I wait until they're slimy.
What?
I add hot sauce and I add mozzarella.
Go ahead, Lord. Go ahead.
Get the fuck out. Did he
say chicken?
Out.
Did he say he added
chicken nuggets?
Chicken breasts.
Can we stop? Yo,
wait, noodle conversation is over, dog. Skrilla has bodies in his basement.
What?
He's got baby skins in his back pocket.
Bruh.
This nigga is...
Yo, chicken breast? Nah, I ain't gonna stunt, bro. Everybody's noodles is different, man, because I went to my boy's crib and he was like, nah, I'm hungry, man. I'm about to chef up these oodles and noodles. I'm like, how do you chef up oodles and noodles? I looked at the finished product. It had... cut half egg in it. It had some onions. It had green kabor. It had a whole bunch of shit. And Ray looked like he got excited. Soon as I said a cut onion.
Yay!
The eggs? You never put eggs in your noodles?
I don't, man.
Who? Stop. We're done. Right. It's ramen. Ramen does have eggs. Yeah.
Egg drop soup?
Yeah, I mean, egg drop soup is fire. But
why did they call it? Oh, all right, we're about to get off this. But why do they drop the egg?
Yeah, they drop the egg into the liquid, it like
okay,
it cooks the egg because the liquid is hot. It cooks the egg and it just looks like streaky and delicious.
Okay,
100.
I'm like, why are they dropping that shit? Pick that shit up. I'm about to make up my own noodles. Pick that shit up, egg.
But no, you need an ample amount of water in your ramen. And your ramen has to be just before al dente, because by the time you get to it, it's going to be, you know, perfect. I need a little, not bite, but I need a little, like, you know what I mean? I need a little strength in my noodles.
Respect.
Like my daughter, on the other hand, she cooks her noodles down to a cream.
Oh, that is so.
And then she adds the hot sauce, and then she takes the packet of seasoning, and then we have these Goya season packets. They're like orange, and they're obviously it's just a packet of MSG, and she dumps like half the packet with the packet of, it's bad. It's really bad. I'm a great parent. Don't fucking like, please don't chastise me for this. But yeah, she takes a half a packet of Goya seasoning, ridiculous. And then she takes the whole packet of seasoning. She dumps it in the noodles. No juice, just, starchy, waterless noodles.
Ew.
With hot sauce. And I told you, man, how I feel about little black girls and hot foods. If it doesn't have spice on it, they don't want it. And it's crazy. It's ridiculous. All of them, all three of them, they just, if it's not spicy,
mm-hmm.
Get it away from me. Devin wants hot fries. She wants Takis. She wants hot Cheetos. She wants fucking hot Cheeto Puffs. She wants hot marshmallows. She wants hot. Everything has to be hot.
I don't know, man. I'm just not a spicy. I'm not a spicy guy, man. Like, just give me the food with the same taste without the. Like, I don't want that. Like,
heat to me, heat just ruins the experience. I can understand a little bite to it. Like, you know what I mean, I can understand like a, you know, you get a bite of it, and maybe you get a sense of heat, and it just adds to the overall flavor. But if the heat is overpowering the food to the point where. To the point where it's unedible.
Yeah.
There's no fucking reason, man.
Yeah, man. I'm cool off that. Yo, are y'all niggas all right over there? What happened
to Skrilla?
Yo, I look over and Skrilla is just about to fucking pass out.
He's on his haunches.
Looking at the sky like, yo, y'all good?
He took a shot of that fucking.
What is that? What's that look?
I don't want none of that Kentucky bourbon whiskey.
What is that called? Break 'em down, burb. What's it called?
Woodford Reserve.
I don't know nothing about that.
No, man. Ray made some of the secret sauce. I'm good. I got a cup of White Claw and gin mix.
I ain't going to lie. I wasn't going to drink. I'm good, man. But I had some of that Ray Immune Booster drink, and I had some of this... What's it called? Woodfoot Reserve. Every single time. Why is whiskey always doing shit with body parts? It's always like body parts and animals. Bird, dog, fucking eagle ear, like redneck. They bourbon, got
a,
like what?
They got a gin called Beef Eater.
Yo, that's, wait, what? I don't know, bro. That's kind of.
What?
That's,
yeah.
I ain't even gonna say it.
I don't know. We've been dragging this along. How was your week, man?
Man, honestly, bro, this week was just a realization of how much I really, really, really want to get out of Pittsburgh, bro. And whether it be a day, 2 days, 3 days, I'm sick of this weather, man. This weather is really depressing me in a sense of I don't want to do shit, meaning go to the gym, visit family. Well, I never really, but I just don't want to, bro. Like, I'll drive past the gym like, damn, I got to get out for 3 seconds. Fuck this. Like, just the transition of getting out of the car and then getting back into it to warm it up and scrape off the ice and fuck. I hate it, bro. I'm sick of it. I got to get the fuck out of here, man.
I got shorts on right now.
I know, but you're in the crib and it's toasty as hell. All right. Now, what if you realize, yo, you got to go up the street and get something? You're going to be mad as fuck.
The walk to the car is a few seconds, but I can my thighs can handle it.
It is a few seconds, bro. But just realizing you got to go out there. I don't know what it is, bro. My 30 years of life, I've never thought about how much I hate the weather here this much ever. Like, I am literally tweaking for it to be when I see 89 degrees. On my phone, oh, it's on. I'm going outside butt ass and just crib walking in the street. I don't give a fuck. It's on.
What?
But yeah, as far as this week, man, I ain't really do shit besides complain about the damn weather and be pissed. I streamed a little bit on Twitch, man. My first stream didn't pick up the audio and I was mad as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I know people were like, I'm not watching this shit. He's not even talking. Like, it was can't see him. Quiet. Bro, and I'm sitting here in the crib talking, thinking y'all are hearing. I'm like, damn, did y'all see that? That was a good move I blocked. I'm nice. Talking shit. And no audio is coming out. I was so fucking mad, bro.
Like, yeah, I thought I was fucking because, sorry, I was editing the pod, last week's pod, while watching your stream.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he ain't saying shit. And I was hit the volume on. I was like, I guess it's just one of those quiet fucking streams.
Oh, hell no.
So it worked out for me because I was able to listen to the edits while watching the fucking stream.
Oh, nah, that was an L, bro. I fucked up. I'm like, what am I doing?
Predictable!
But, yeah, I was trying to give people a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? A little background on Geese Howard, you know what I'm saying?
Predictable!
And I was playing that, and I just realized, like, SNK, the company that made the game that he's from, King of Fighters, Fatal Fury, those games are bullshit. I was just on those streams, playing those games, like, legit, frustrated. I wanted to knock on the neighbor's door, just say, yo, I had a bad day, and just punch him right in his shit. Day. Like, I was so mad, man. But other than that, yeah, just being pissed about the weather, streaming, fucking up, trying to learn a little bit more about it. That's it, man. Work, sleep, same shit.
Word.
What you do?
This week was great.
I'm glad to hear it, man.
This week was fucking amazing.
Grazing. I'm about to say that's a new word. I have
been drinking.
A grazing. That's when you graze amazingly.
No. This week was amazing. There we go. I got it right. It was amazing, man. More specifically, this morning, today. Oh, I got some really, really, really great news that I've been waiting for a little while. I've been finally able to acquire something that I've been searching for some months, man. I got the crib, man.
Oh, man. That's excellent. I know you heard that news. You was...
Bruh. I got the crib, man. I can finally leave the past behind me. Happiness is here. I got the crib. I got the keys today.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Yes. So,
we ain't got no hand clap shit on here yet. I'm about to say.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Where's do it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Clap it up. Word. Yeah. So I'm out of Wilkinsburg, man. The memories, the love, the everything that area has brought to me. I'm gonna miss it. But it's definitely, I got to take this step, you know? So basically I'm just moving back to my old stomping grounds where I grew up, right around the Larmer area, back in Lincoln. Across the bridge. It's like 2 minutes away from my job, a couple minutes away from Highland Park. There's a spray park right around the corner for the kids. Man, it's fucking nice. Congratulations. And I'm hyped, man.
That's the best, man. The commute to work is a joke, meaning time-wise, like how long it takes to get there, that is just, it feels good to know that I got work at 6:10 a.m. It's 5:54. I already took a shower yesterday night. I could just brush my teeth and get the fuck out.
Bet. Nah, man. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, we got the crib. We're out. I don't know when exactly we're going to start moving, man. We still got a lot of work to do on the old house so that we can get shit fucking rocking. But, man, I'm fucking out, man. What else happened this week, man? Nothing, man. Just that news just encompassed it just swallowed everything up. I can't even really remember anything that happened in a week. I'm just so fucking excited about getting this house. And yeah, man, we out here. We out here in the city. You know what I mean? We're in the city.
In the city.
Oh, man, this is great.
City again, man. Right. And I did come to another realization about the cold, too. I don't know if I mentioned this already, man. I don't know. It's the liquor, the gin that does this. But when I leave my crib at night, because, you know, I work overnights, I turn the heat basically off. Because I'm trying to save that bread, you feel me?
Oh, for sure.
I turn everything off. I unplug shit. Fuck that. But I come home to Ice Cap Zone. It be cold as a motherfucker in here.
What?
And what I realize is when you turn the heat off, it takes like an hour or two to get, you know what I mean? Like even a little taste of heat. So I'd be in here fucking shivering, convulsing in here in a hoodie, in my covers. So I realized I'm going to just have to take that L.
Is this electric heat or is it?
It's electric.
Ooh, shit.
Yo, and it takes so long. Once you hear it sounds like rats are crawling in the ceiling, that's how you know the heat is kicking in. Because it'd be like, and then it's just like, all right, I'm about to get blessed.
You'll get better results just rubbing your thighs together for a little while.
Man, yeah, I'm just going to stop turning the heat off, man. I got to. But I just was trying to save some bread, man.
I feel you, know. When it's cold, bro, you got to shell out that cash, man.
That's fucking ass.
Don't be
man.
A fucking frozen nigga.
Well, I know damn well when it starts getting hot, that AC is not coming on.
Oh, shit.
I will be laying on the floor, shirt off. Fuck it, bro. Sweat. Save the bread, man.
I guess. Fuck, man. All right, well, now that that's out the way, man, let's get into some shit, man.
Let's test it, bruh. Talk about Tessica. I was trying to think of shit. I was trying to think of shit that rhymed with her name. Couldn't think of shit. That's the best I got.
Word. Well, yeah, man. Tessica, man. She got the surge. She got the surge. You know what I mean?
Yo, I just want to say it again, man. I'm sorry. She's a buffoon. Once I realized how old she was, I said this before. I just got to say it again. What? She's 40 years old, bro. Gorilla glue. Go ahead, Ray. I know you got something to say about this shit, man.
Yeah. She runs a daycare.
Say it loud.
She runs a daycare. So Gorilla Glue deals with children.
What the heck? Shit.
What? Wait, what did he say? Gorilla was what? Gorilla Glue deals
runs
with.
Runs a daycare.
She runs a daycare. And that is pertinent information. How?
I'm just saying, like.
As far
as have common sense to not put glue in your head, but you watch your children.
Yeah, that's
no, kind of, no. I know some hood ass daycares, nigga. These niggas don't give a fuck,
bro. No, man.
That's why I never put my babies in no fucking daycare, nigga. Oh, I got you. Failure. One parent don't work. One parent work. That's how it always work, nigga. Fuck that.
I don't know, man. I think I'm with Ray on this one, man. Like, you taking care of children, but you don't have enough common sense to realize. Gorilla Glue is not for you. What?
You she put... thought Gorilla Glue would do what it do.
She's a buffoon, bro. I don't know. I don't even know. But I mean, what's going on with her dumbass now?
Well, she got the surgery to get the hair removed, or the glue removed from her hair.
Yeah.
And it was successful.
Man, well, shit, man. That's what's up, man. I mean,
yeah, man.
Even though I do think she's titty for that, I'm not. I don't want her to be in turmoil for the rest of her life. Like, come on now.
Honestly, man, she could have kept that hairstyle for a little while longer. Man. Why didn't? Yeah, you know I mean, she could have kept it for a little while longer. Why not, man? It was late.
Yo.
The ponytail would be the only interchangeable thing that she would have to change. Because it's going to get frayed. So she would have to switch them out. Switch out the ponytail. Keep that freshly tarred parking lot hair, you know what I mean, she had on top?
No, but when she goes anywhere, people are going to recognize her for just being the buffoon, dog. Like, let's say 4 years later, she kept that shit in. Somebody going to look at her like, wait. I remember you. You're the glue girl. So yeah, she's just
glue girl.
She's just wearing a stamp.
What?
Of just tittiness. Like, nah, man, you gotta get that out.
Well, I guess yeah, she did dodge the draft.
So is she bald now, or?
No. Okay, she looks like
Fire Marshal Bill.
Remember that episode of Martin where Gina went to work at Shanae's hair salon.
Yo.
And it was that one, what was her name? Myra. And her hair was fucked.
What? Yo.
She looks like that. what was the one nigga from the Sticky Bandits on Home Alone, Harry?
Yeah. Oh.
She looked like that nigga.
Bro.
The Sticky Bandits.
Hold up, Harry or Marv? Which one? Hold up.
Marv was Joe Pesci, right?
Okay, that's the little one.
And Harry was the
other guy.
I don't remember.
I remember he just said, I got me right in the schnoz. When they dropped that brick on him.
Yeah, she looked like Harry from the Sticky Bandits.
Oh, my gosh. And I remember when he got
the irony. His name is Harry, and she looks like Harry, and Harry
is
the...
Oh, shit.
100. Damn, dog. See how, like, we're getting...
That was good.
Pathetic out this motherfucker.
Respect.
Man. Prolific.
I like
you hear
that.
Me, baby? My brain is on a whole new level. This is that house ownership box.
That's process. That Ray immune boosting drink. That's what that is.
You understand? For real, that fucking hibiscus.
Yo, respect. Shout out to Ray, man.
Yeet! Nah, man. Yeah, she got the surge and, you know, they got the hair right. It's more so, it was a very unconventional surgery. Dr. Obeng.
Obeng.
Huh? Dr. Obenga.
Obra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, African Obenga. African doctor. Explained that, what do you say, the process behind a successful Gorilla Glue removal, revealing that it all came down to basic chemistry. Basically, he combined a medical grade adhesive remover, aloe vera, a medical grade adhesive remover, aloe vera, olive oil, and a dash of acetone.
A dash. When I hear dash, I always think index finger to thumb with a little rasca guy. You know what I mean? Just a little. You know how you might. I don't know how people
like,
get
like
down
Salt
when,
Bay?
They, when they play checkers, like Salt Bay, and when they do a little nipple flick.
Oh,
or
wow.
Twist,
a little nipple sure. Tweak.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what it sounds like to me though?
What, bro?
Italian herb and cheese.
Yo.
American cheese.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
What? Yo, it's the miracle concoction. The miracle concoction, nigga.
No, when I go to Subway, I'm saying it like that.
Bet.
And they're going to be like, yo, why do you keep stopping?
Like, Josh, is that you?
You are the boy. You the Oh My Charles boy. One of them.
No, man, he did it. It was so the surgery.
Hey, yo, I'm like, yo, you turned into a robot? Like, Campbell, Metal
danger,
Gear.
Danger. No, the surgery was successful. Okay, they got her hair unadhesived. She's free, man. She's free to move about the country. I think what she should do is she should just shave it off and just start from the ground up again. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Just scorch the earth. And let that shit grow back. Hopefully she has a greater hair that grows, you know, at a decent rate. I'm pretty sure she fucking destroyed her scalp with this Gorilla Glue. So it might take a little while longer. Or she might have patches or who knows what's wrong with her. Oh, look at me being unprofessional as fuck on my phone.
I was
fucking.
About to say, who's there? Yeah, man. But I mean, shout out to Shorty, man. She's going to get her regular life back. I mean,
man, that's what's up. Congratulations, Tessica.
Tessica Jones.
Now he needs to do those eyebrows. She put Gorilla Glue on those, too.
Yo. No, she didn't, bro. Don't play with me.
I swear she did. Them spider legs?
Yo.
What?
I ain't gonna stunt her. That thumbnail of her is frightening, bro. She looks like the Gorilla Glue gorilla, to be honest, in the picture, like the face that she's making. Mm-hmm. Like, the Gorilla Glue gorilla. Shit, we'll just call him... Grunt. Grunt the Gorilla Glue Gorilla. You know what I'm saying? If you look at him on that, you know what I'm saying? On that bottle. Oh, shit. Well, anyway, if you look at him on that bottle, he just looks like he's saying, like, you know what you're doing. And she just didn't know what she was doing.
Oh, fool.
But that I forgot. I used Gorilla Glue this week, too, man. Shit, we're going to go back a little bit. So I was waiting for a statue this week, right? I'm saying, you know me, I collect statues, figurines, whatever. So Final Fantasy VII statue comes in, Cloud. And I was tweaking. And what was weird is it said it was close, like as far as you know how you can track your shipping or whatever.
Yeah.
So I tracked it or whatever, and it said it was here. And then the next day it said it was like in another state, which pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah.
But whatever. So it came a day later. That's beside the point. The first thing I do, I open it up. I'm like, yay, this is wonderful.
Predictable.
Tried to assemble that joint. I broke it, bro. I was so fucking mad, man.
What?
The sword.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be holding it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I put it a different way. I start doing shit with my hands like y'all can see me. What the fuck? But I put it a different way and it snapped. And I was like, come on. So you might have seen on my story, I stuck the sword in some butter and tried to use, you know what I'm saying, the Tessica adhesive. You know what I mean? And it just didn't work. The Gorilla Glue. I tried to stand it up and it was just an L, man. But I ain't put it in my hair like her, so I don't know what the fuck.
Did you try a glue gun?
A glue gun? No, I didn't actually.
Do that before you give up hope.
Okay. I mean, it's that.
Because it seems like you would need a clamp, a tight enough clamp. To use the Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
But glue gun, as long as you don't fucking over fucking glue it and make it look fucking choppy as hell, it should be able to stick.
Yeah. And plus with Gorilla Glue, you got to hold shit together.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Unless you're rubbing it in your head.
You had it resting in butter, like softening butter. that was like, I'm sure it was room temperature. And it wasn't even butter. It was country. It looked like country crock.
100.
That's fire, bro.
I guess, man.
You got to use that country crock.
So that shit was probably room temp. The sword was slowly dropping into the butter, separating itself from the sword base.
I mean, it's an L. And people were like, why don't you just email the place and tell them it came damaged? I'm like, the way that the item is, they know you broke it. They know you broke it. So whatever, man. But shout out to Tessica, man. I'm glad you got that shit out your head. And just read the back. Read the directions. Like, I heard she tried to sue. She was going to attempt to sue.
Yeah, I think she asked for, I think she got counsel, and she was looking to sue Gorilla Glue. But they were like, don't do the do because you will lose.
And shit.
100.
Respect, because it's like, yo, doesn't it say on the bottle, don't apply to skin? So her loophole was going to be what? It wasn't my skin, it was my hair. That was going to be her loophole? There's skin under your hair. So is that like, huh?
What?
Is it just me or what, bro?
You were absolutely right, man. I just got nothing to say, man.
It's because it's so dumb. Like, it's like trying to sue a stove company because you burned your hand because you put your hand on it.
There have been a lot of weird suings that have resulted in big windfall.
Yeah, when y'all told me earlier about that coffee on my lap, mm-hmm. and it was hot. Mm-hmm. Didn't she request it hot? Hold on. So wait, did she do it at home or was it a restaurant?
It was McDonald's, right?
Yeah, that was McDonald's.
Yeah, that was McDonald's.
Okay.
Basically, it's like if you order coffee somewhere, man, mm-hmm. the assumption is that it's going to be piping hot.
Yeah.
That's the assumption.
Of course.
Period. I'm ordering coffee. Coffee is a hot beverage. Mm-hmm. Not only is it a hot beverage, it's a magma beverage. It's something where you have to sip it slow.
Mm-hmm. Sip it slow.
But I guess, you know, I don't know. She probably, out of an act of clumsiness, spilled it on her lap. You know, people need someone to blame. And she was like, McDonald's, you did this to me because it's too hot. She sued him and she won. And then I told you the story about the fat lady. I didn't mean to say fat lady. Jesus Christ, we're about body positivity here.
Bro, she's fat. She's fat.
The bigger woman, she sued McDonald's because the advertisement was so powerful. It drew her in like a moth to a flame.
Mm-hmm.
She just couldn't resist. She couldn't resist the advertisement to make her want to get up. Get out and get something. She went out and got some McDonald's every time she saw an advertisement of McDonald's. And she got fat. You know, that was the, you know, you eat McDonald's, you get fat. That's the give and take. And that was her argument. So she got huge. She gained a significant amount of weight off of just solely McDonald's. And she sued. And she won.
This is ridiculous. All right, so I'm about to get some evidence together, man. Because Minute Maid and Dole is about to have a fucking lawsuit coming their way. Because, shit, that's why I got bigger.
100.
But, hey,
what?
If you can prove it, get a couple of those box tops.
Oh, don't go, bruh.
Like, I got 9,000 box tops.
I'm about to say, we check my trash right now. I might just, the garbage can might say Dole on the front. Shit, man.
Oh, man, ridiculous. But hey, back to Tessica. You're a fool. And moving on. So with Tessica's fucking stupidity, you know how the internet works, right? You know, once someone sees someone do something stupid, we just had this conversation last pod.
Yeah.
Duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season.
Mm-hmm.
This is duck season. So, you know, rabbit season was first. That's Tessica. And then duck season is this gentleman here. So he glues his lips in an effort to disprove Miss Tessica's claims that the Gorilla Glue was, you know, as powerful as it was.
What? Predictable.
He takes a cup. He glues it to his lips. And then it is required for him to have surgery. to remove said cut from his lips. Not only that, but there's a possibility that he will lose his lips.
Oh my fucking gosh. Are you serious?
Failure. Nah, this is real. And there is actually a Gorilla Glue challenge circling the interwebs, the internets.
So I don't. Oh my gosh, man.
Predictable.
I don't understand this. So now that we've seen Big Lip Curtis do this, mm-hmm. and he's about to have one lip, mm-hmm. and we've seen Tessica. What is the challenge? Can you get away with it with your body? Like, I don't understand.
I guess the challenge is maybe it's like the pain Olympics. Like, can you withstand the pain of ripping whatever off of your skin?
Oh my Charles.
This is like, via Gorilla Glue.
This is like something they would do on Jackass, bro.
I don't get it. And that Jackass was, you know, the separation of Jackass and the African American community was always we always were relieved in the fact that we don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
We don't do that.
Yo.
100.
That's always funny to us, even more so because it was we don't do that. Mm-hmm. And now look at what we're doing. We're jackasses. You know what I mean? Everyone is being an ultra jackass. And look, he's a rapper, right? Mr. Martin. He's a rapper, aspiring rapper. And he, of course, he denied that this was an attempt to garnish some sort of,
publicity
or anything like that. Oh, my God, man. But he's fucked, man.
He better get the writing right now. As far as like some bars, like it's like you're going to have to 8 Mile yourself, because if you get into any beef, any type of feud, lyrical warfare with any rapper, they're going to kill you. You glued your lip together. Like, what are you doing?
I'm pretty sure he wasn't going to go anywhere from the gate, but I think this solidified whatever the nothing was for sure. Like, if you needed a thwomp to bash you on the head to give you a stamp of approval, this was the thwomp. And now you're fucking burnt.
I have to hear his music now.
We need to get the thwomp sound.
Oh, for sure.
It's happening. We're doing that.
Yo,
we're
100.
Doing it.
Thank
doing
you.
It.
That I don't know. What?
What? What?
Why haven't we thought of that?
Us being us? That's crazy.
I say that every day.
Yeah, so do I. Yo, man, that is wild, bro. I say that when I lift for no reason. When I'm putting the weights down. Oh, that's crazy. We don't have that. But anyway, yeah, I have to hear his music now, bro. Like, I'm so interested because I feel like his music may reflect his stupidity.
Yeah,
I want to see how,
it has to.
You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, I'll be in a couple of my lips. Remember that you got first, bitch? I put my dick on you.
Yeah, he has to be a ad-lib type motherfucker with no substance. Just, you mean a bunch of buffoonery. But shit, I mean, if he's smart, he'll capitalize off of this.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it.
No lip. Oh, shit. Like, he can go crazy with this a little bit. Oh, man. That's ass, though. So it's not confirmed that he's going to lose his lip, but he may lose it.
He may lose it, depending on the healing process, because if it doesn't heal correctly, they're going to have to literally cut off tips of his lips.
He's going to have to get a Bob Evans sausage. He's probably going to go
shut
get,
the fuck up, man.
He's going to get Gorilla Glue again.
Dog, he's going to have Uncle Charlie lips.
Who's Uncle Charlie?
The sausage nigga. He makes the hot links and the Italian links.
Wait.
What? What?
Uncle Charlie? Do you know?
Uncle Charlie.
Yo, do y'all know who that is?
Uncle Charlie's sausage links. Like, he makes the hot sausages.
What?
The Italian sausage.
I've never heard of.
I know there are some listeners out there that fuck with Uncle Charles.
Oh, my gosh.
Bring me that Uncle Charles.
Yo.
Bring me that Uncle Charles.
I've never.
This podcast is off the rails.
I've never heard of Uncle Charlie's sausage.
You're fucking lying, bro.
Are you serious? Ray, have you ever heard of Uncle
Charlie's? You don't remember those commercials where it was just some old white dude cooking in the backyard and some little girl like Susie? She's like, I want Uncle Charlie's.
Yo, what?
And he slaps,
what?
He slaps,
what?
He slaps a toasted brat onto her bun. Pause. Whoa. Or unpause.
Yo,
or not,
that?
No sexual innuendos. It's legit what happens.
Yeah, somebody
he puts a charred brat on her bun, and she was like, "Uncle Charlie's, it's cracking."
Somebody is literally going to have to show me that as soon as this is over. I need to see that commercial. I've never, ever ever heard of Uncle Charlie's sausages. The only sausages I know about. What?
Predictable.
Yo, y'all gonna stop cutting me off. Look, a pause is when a nigga say something wild and he just done. Yeah. I don't even be done with my fucking explanation.
I didn't say nothing. Skrilla did. That's Skrilla.
I said the only sausages I know about. Like, damn. Couldn't even say my shit. I don't even know what I was saying now, man.
The only sausages you know about.
Oh. Or Bob Evans.
Uh-huh.
And
Bobby E.
Jim Beam.
I don't even. Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy Dean. He get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? Pause. And what's the one? I don't know. It's the yellow and red combination.
Johnsonville's.
Is it Johnsonville's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's shit.
100.
That's Flickety Flame. Okay. That's it, man.
For sure.
But yeah,
but there's Uncle Charles out there.
Man, I ain't
and he's serving it up he's a grill master.
Uncle Charles. Now, Ray is showing me Uncle Charles right now. I ain't never seen blood a day in my life.
Bruh, the nigga makes some good meats, Pop.
Yeah, we'll see.
What?
But all right, man. Prayers to Martin, I guess, too. You know what I'm saying? Go get that Bob Evans stick, John, man. Super glue that joint to your lip if you lose one. Because a nigga walking around with no lip is kind of insane. Like, that's one of them things where it's like, you try not to stare at people or make fun of them. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of them things. I got to look at you, bro. Your lip is gone.
I'm saying something.
Prayers to Martin.
Shit. All right, boy. Stop doing these fucking challenges, too.
Yeah, like service, what are you getting out of this? I mean, I guess you'll get fame, but you're gonna get a missing body part, missing skin, a skin patch. Just have Muddle Gib replacing the part of wherever it was at. Like, that's insane, man.
Oh shit. Valentine's Day is coming up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's up, man? What you gonna do, man? What you got planned for you?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I hate this holiday more than anything. It's just so. It's so one-sided, and it's so, I have to prove, I have to show, I have to. And it's like, yo, shut the fuck up, all right? Like, all I'm about to do is pay for a whole bunch of stupid-ass chocolates mixed with fruit that you're not going to eat, roses and flowers that you're not going to take care of after a day, and something that costs money, whether it be an expensive-ass dinner. And it's just like, bro, I'm so selfish, so I hate the holiday. Like, I'll admit that I'm selfish as hell. So as far as me having to do a whole bunch of shit that I know you don't really appreciate, you just want to show off to people that you know that somebody loves you. Like, look, he does love me, y'all. He bought this. I don't care about these fucking sweets because I'm not going to eat them. But he bought these. Throws them out the window. Oh, look at these roses and these flowers. These is fucking beautiful. I love flowers so much. Let them die. Like, it's like, all right. And we went to motherfucking Eddie Phenomenal's and the bill was $400. I didn't finish my meal and I'm not going to eat it. Like, it's just a bunch of that. And what do we get? The same head, the same butt. And it's just like, thank you, because you didn't have to, but you were going to do it anyway. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like, whatever. And I, you know me, I don't have a girlfriend right now, but I've been going back and forth with the same, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, you know what I mean? And we're going to go out. I don't know where. I told her, she's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, don't ask me what I want to do, because you know the answer is nothing. I don't want to do shit, but I know this is for you. So you pick everything that you want to do, wherever you want to eat, wherever you want to go. I don't care. You can pick my damn outfit if you want to. And that's how it is. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm going to get real sad real quick. You guys mind?
No, man.
I used to really hate this holiday, but now I would give anything to celebrate it. But oh well. Nah, man. I'm thinking about, I'm gonna take my babies out. I'm gonna take my girls out. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna do it real big. Balloons, candies, flowers, teddy bears. We're gonna go out to eat. I'm gonna show them a time, you know. And yeah, so I'm gonna do it. I ain't got no significant other, or not significant other. Excuse me. I don't have no shorty wives on the side. I mean, it's dry out here. So I'm going to take my babies. I'm going to take my babies out. Show them how a real man is supposed to treat them around this season.
100.
I respect that. Yeah.
But shit, man. While I try to find love, it looks like a few people are falling out of it. What's up with your man, Rev Al, man?
Yo, come on, man.
What?
Who's Rev Al? Sharpton? Come on, bro. He lost all that weight just to say, you know what? I'm too fly. It's over. Yo. All right, I'm not, before we even read what happened, I'm not going to stunt. Al Sharpton was definitely a good 590, bro. He was 590 pounds. He was a big boy.
What?
I don't know how big he really was. Obviously, he wasn't 590. I'm not stupid. But I'm saying, he was big. I mean, and I'm weird when it comes to like relationship weight. If I become something like, you know what I mean? Like, let's say I was 340, right? Big boy. Now all of a sudden I get down to 220. I'm cut. I'm bulk. I'm ripped. And on this journey, I'm encouraging you like, yo, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. And you say no, and all of a sudden,
what?
I look in the mirror and I'm fire, and you're still 328?
Predictable.
What you think I'm gonna want? What you think I'm gonna expect? And what you think I deserve? It's over. I'm not saying that's what Rev Al did, but he definitely lost massive weight over the years, and I don't know.
I think he's sick. That's where the weight loss went.
It might be that.
But
too.
I mean, like that, you know, he's lived a charmed life. But he was with his wife for 24 years. Mm-hmm. They split back in 2004. He's been living life ever since. You know, when did he start getting skinny? 2014, maybe.
I don't know, but I remember specifically one of those pics. He had on a blue shirt,
mm-hmm. some Walmart shorts,
and he was zoomed in.
Wild, wild long tube socks. They were knee high tube socks.
But his face in the pic, it looked like he couldn't believe it. He was like, "Damn, I lost all this weight." Like that was the face, man. I'm gonna find the picture.
He has size 16 Skechers on.
Yo, chip.
What?
100.
It's I mean, true. You're right, but
it's true. His feet were longer than his legs. Am I lying? No. I'm not lying,
bro. What's up with old people like this? I guess styles do change and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, we go back to 2003. You get a pic of me. I'm in a fucking jersey dress. So I can't really talk shit on people, but yo, it's like
I never rode that wave.
The old people, man, the sense of style just it disappears, man. Mm-hmm. Like totally disappears. He said his shoes were longer
than his legs, man. My man was out here trying to get him. He was doing his, I mean, he was pre-Dougie.
Oh man. Oh, you know what I mean? See, but Dougie, it's not even his fault. His nipple was just long. That's part of his body. He can't
his
take
nipples
them.
Aren't long. His chest surface is long.
His chest is head low. His chest is just...
Go head low. Go head low.
That's what his mom was telling his neck and his chest when he was trying to go to sleep. And they just kept dropping and dropping.
That's fucked up.
Hey, yo. He woke up next day. No. Looking at his shit, man.
Oh, man. Reverend Al Sharpton's divorcing his wife. They were separated for 17 years already. What? But I guess they finally decided to throw the papers in. He was dating a shorty too.
17 years.
I'm not gonna say shorty. That's disrespectful. These people are old, way older than me. He was dating a shorty. Like, she's
nah,
older.
Man. We know what
he
that
was dating
means.
A woman. You know, he's been dating, which is kind of weird in the midst of still being married. I don't know how that works. I don't know how God sees that. But
yeah, yeah. Once it's over, why worry? What are you holding on? See, I think it's a law binding thing that people just don't want to deal with. Yo, if we do this, we got to go through this. We got to do
paperwork.
This. And,
yeah, all the paperwork.
Yeah. That's why I was just like, I guess that's what how he was viewing it.
I guess, well, shout outs to Al, man. 2021, Dougie said it, man. The game is fucking over. I mean, all of the old Panthers are coming out of the jungle, man.
Oh,
they're ready to snatch up a couple gazelles. I got to watch my gazelles.
Yo,
I don't know what. You know what I mean? I don't know what little, you know what I mean?
Yo,
I might get a couple of mine snatched
up. If Al Sharpton take my shorty, bro, you can have her. You legit can't have her.
Dog, for real, what would you say, man?
What would I say to Al Sharpton? I'm not fighting him because he's 308 years old, so there's no point.
Man, I'm scrapping Al Sharpton.
Bro, what?
I'm toxic as fuck, nigga.
Yo, now you wildin', bro.
I'm toxic as hell. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You take my girl, nigga, it's on, bro.
I feel like I could pick Al Sharpton up with one hand and throw him like a javelin.
And I would do just that. I'm not going to think about
predictable.
It. I'm going to just do it.
No, man.
No, nigga. She's coming home.
No, see, that's the thing. She's not coming home if she inquires any type of interest of Al. Like, I'm a really, yo, you like this nigga? Like, if you're laughing at his jokes, you know how shorties do when they like somebody.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
They laughing, you know what I'm saying? They're butting into conversations for no reason, like, just doing just staring at you. The eyes keep getting over here like, yo, you really like Al. You can have him. You like him. It says something about me if you like him. Like, nah.
Man. Al might just have that juice. You know, more swaggier than
he does
Geese.
Not have that.
Al might be swaggier than Geese. The nigga had on size 27 Skechers.
First of all.
What?
100.
I don't have any swag at all. And everybody knows that. My swag is being plain. That's real shit.
That's a style, man. That's a style.
But, I would say my swag is default. So I create a character when they just show the nigga butt naked, that's my swag, bro. For real. Now, when you start adding shit to it, you can add shit to a nigga and he looks like a doofus. I would say that Al Sharpton is in doofus level. That's what I would say. I mean, shit.
Predictable.
Oh, man. Ali Sharp. Oh, come on, Al, man. Y'all niggas is just too old to be breaking up.
Yo, what? Yeah. What?
You're about to die, nigga.
I mean, that is true.
I don't want to put a clock on his life, but like, come on, man. You're about to die, bro.
Nah, but
you know it's close, man. Stick to the ones that know you most because you know it's close. All right,
say you're... I don't know. Al Sharpton, I don't know, man. Somebody do a fact check on how old Al Sharpton is for me real quick. But I would say Al Sharpton.
How old is Ali Sharp?
I would say he got to be, well, while they're looking that up, I'm going to take a guess. He got to be around like 72, right?
66.
He's 66? 66.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was six years old.
He's got a couple games left in him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. First of all, I don't want to stop playing checkers. Until I'm 92, that box dusty.
That's crazy, bro. Your pelvis is gonna turn into powder.
Yo,
what?
I don't know. I feel
you
like
gotta stop.
I look at my dad as he's 60 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And come on, man, come on.
What?
Get out
what?
Of here, Skrilla.
What?
I'm saying when I talk to my father, I look at my father as like, all right, this is what I'm going to turn into, right? You know what I'm saying? I see him in the gym. I see him moving and walking and just, you mean? It's like, all right, at 60, to be honest, he looks like a 40-year-old to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like at 60, I'm definitely still going to be punishing cheeks. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Predictable.
I can add... I don't know. I feel like I could add maybe 18 years to that. 78, maybe I might. Let's just say 80. 80, I'm done. I'm done at 80.
Deterioration happens fast, man. That's 60. can turn into the mummy before you fucking know it.
Wait, what? What do you mean, bro?
Imhotep. What? You can fucking, like, you can go from thinking you're spry and youthful,
yeah,
to literally being held on by a tendon.
Yo, man, first of all, by the time I'm 60, bro, which is a plus 30 years, you know what I'm saying? There is going to be new shit out there. This is going to be green chew. You know how we got blue chew right now? Green chew will be out by then.
Wait, what is green chew?
It's going to give me a new meat.
100.
Like, come on, bro. You got to think about technology and all this shit that's going on now. Once I take this green chew, I'm going to have a 23-year-old man meat. And it's on. I'm punishing.
It's not even yours. Donated from science.
No, it's going to be mine.
An organ donor.
It's going to be mine, but it's just going to add.
Do you have organ donor on your license? In 2020, excuse me. In 2035, they are taking penises.
Come on, bro. No,
be careful.
I can't go get nobody else's meat and put it on me, boss. I'm saying, wait.
What? Predictable.
Geese is wild.
Yeah, I'll take that.
He's wild.
I fucked up.
No, this isn't happening.
That was wild. But you know what I mean, bro. You know what I mean, bro. I'm just saying, I feel like the green chew, just like how you can grow your muscles, right? So if you go to the gym, right? If you spend, oh shit. Come on, bro.
Give me one second. Let me come back to Earth.
What?
Let me come back to Earth.
Resurrection.
Oh, man, I'm back. My spaceship has landed. Here we go.
What I'm saying is, you know how if you go to the gym, you can build muscle. Like, yeah. I don't know why a lot of people feel like that's not true, but if you put the work in, you eat, you know what I'm saying? You eat right. You lift weights, you know what I'm saying? You can build your muscle. I feel like the green chew. Yo, oh my gosh, bro, are you serious, son?
Predictable.
What? Okay, this is Skrilla's fault, man.
Stop. Hey, Skrilla, shut the fuck up, yo. It's you that's doing this.
Go ahead, Lob.
Stop it. Go away.
But I'm saying, I figured the green chew, by the time, you know what I'm saying, 30 years from now, we're going to be able to just grow muscles. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm done with this. I'm done. Bro, fuck it.
I'm trying my best to keep it together.
Fuck it, man.
Oh, my God.
This nigga ran out the room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't edit that. That's
making
just
a valiant point. I get it. Skrilla's face was just fucking me up. I can't. When niggas is laughing, there's no stopping it. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I was Sharpie.
No, basically, we were saying he got some time left. You were saying that he needs to just chalk his terrible relationship up and deal with it because he's so old. But he's 66. He's still got some time, bro. He got some time to enjoy himself. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever didn't work out, more power to you. Go find that. I do feel like by 75, that's when you just chalk it, bro. Just accept whatever is going on. Because, I mean,
I think your meat chalks it for you at 75.
You think?
Like, it draws a line in the sand.
I am not.
No, it just, no, from it dragging, it just doesn't work.
Yo, come on, man. I'm gonna do some research on that. Like, when does it stop?
When does it stop?
Yeah, like
I guess it's for every man it's different. You don't think it does? Talking to the mic.
Men's sperm count really doesn't drop that low when you get older.
It does hit. When you hit 25, it hits.
What does the sperm count have to do with boner?
Yeah, talking about the ability.
Yeah, what about getting Rocky Balboa, though?
You can still get, there are still niggas that get Rocky Balboa at 75 years old.
Oh, so yeah.
Depends on your body.
How would you know?
What?
What?
Oh,
what?
Shit.
What?
Predictable.
What?
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 What? I'm,
I ran into posts that
I ran into niggas and they was
I ran into a few niggas.
Go ahead.
I always like
knowledge. They said Skrilla.
Go ahead.
I always am interested in things that will happen when I'm older.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
And I've seen that. I looked into shit that happens when women are older and men are older.
What is menopause?
Menopause is basically when a woman hits. You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
That's women's business, and we are not qualified to speak on it.
We'll hit that science. Episode 57.
What? We don't have the clients.
We don't.
But so. I met this old dude in the gym. Well, I didn't meet him. I don't understand what it is about old people. They just, I don't know if they're lonely, their grandkids don't visit them, their kids, they don't, I don't know. They always want to talk. I'm not a mean person, but don't approach me. I don't want to talk to you. Like, I don't like talking to strangers. I don't like talking to people's family that I don't know. Like, you got to ease your way into conversation with me. Do not see me out and tap me like, ha, this line's pretty crazy, huh? You see that last episode of, shut the hell up. I don't know you. That shit pisses me off. But anyway, I'm in the gym and some old dude just comes over to me and just starts fucking yapping like they always fucking do. Hey, ha, you're working hard. You're hardly working. Like, oh my, I hate you so much, you motherfucker. Why are you talking to me right now? Can't you see the fucking vibration of Benny the Butcher banging off my fucking AirPods? Why are you speaking to me right now? But anyway, so he continues to say, I didn't like this because this approach was sick. He's like, he said, yeah, if you want to keep fucking and keeping your dick hard, you got to work out on your ass. And I'm like, I don't even know you. This is how you approach strangers? I'm like, what the fuck? He was like, I'm just telling you. Yeah, like, why are you telling me this right now? I mean, I thank him for telling me that, though, because I didn't know that. He just kept saying, work on your glutes. That's like a key factor on keeping your meat rod healthy. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You think it makes sense?
Yeah, it sounds like it makes sense.
So I'm about to get this ass fat.
Work on your glutes. You know what I mean? The work on your shoots.
Work on your shoots. Oh, well, shit. You want to work on your shoots? Blueberry? Ah, shit. I sound like you. Blueberries? Celery? Nah, I ain't going to do that. That's you, bro. You got that. 100. But holla at me. I got some secrets for you. Oh, natural secrets, man.
I don't need them right now. I will probably in like a week or two.
Respect.
I think I'm going down the tubes. Hey, speaking of... I was thinking, I don't know. You heard the rumors about Lauren London might be pregnant, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
And of course the shits are fucking false, man. It's fucking Lauren London, man. She's a solid A1 type, you know what I mean?
But don't say that. Because if she was pregnant, would she not be solid A1 anymore?
No, you're right. Let me shut up. Because that's women business.
Oh, it's
and we don't get into that. But it brought a thought to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question in regards to Miss London.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she'll ever be allowed to move on?
To the standards of who she was with prior to the person she moves on with? No. Society will not be able to accept it because Nipsey Hussle was such a, I don't even know the word.
Prolific.
Okay, great. Excellent.
Chicken.
100. No, not chicken.
100.
But yeah, so prolific is a good word to use. Such a prolific human being to the point where anybody she speaks to is going to be compared to him. Especially if it's somebody famous. It's like, oh, what are his accolades? Who is he? What did he do? It's going to be like that. So to answer that question, no, in society standards. But it's her life, bro. Like, she's going to have to move on eventually. And I can't say she's going to have to, but if she wants to, she can. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, like, people trying to set the standards of time and when you should be able to do this and what. Like, bruh, you deal with that however you're going to deal with it. There are no rules. There is no time limit. And there should be no slander. Like, it was just annoying seeing people's opinions saying, well, if she is pregnant, that's kind of like, that's kind of what, bro? Like, what do you mean? I don't know. I didn't like that stigma that everybody was painting, like that it was negative if she was. Like, come on, bro. But no, I don't think society will ever let her move on with somebody because they're not going to be as you said, prolific as Nipsey Hussle.
That sucks, man.
That does suck.
That is terrible. To be tethered and to be bonded through a relationship with someone that had such a deep impact on society. Mm-hmm. And then when they, well, you know, when they reach their demise, right?
Yeah.
And now you're left here on Earth. You know, they're gone. They're up there. They're, you know, they're fine. They're okay. And now you're left here on Earth and you have to, your life basically stops because their life stopped. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because they're, I couldn't imagine, like, well, I'm not trying to say I'm living that right now. I know eventually I'm going to get in a proper mental state to where I'll feel that it's fine to do whatever after this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But her scale is a little bit, well, I don't know. In my world, they're the same. But mm-hmm. I feel it. I guess I understand. It's like who can match, right?
But that's not what it's about, though. In reality, it's about how you feel about the person.
Yeah,
She can go date a McDonald's manager, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And love him for who he is, and he respects her. It's at the end of the day, it's her relationship. She's in a relationship with him. She's not in a relationship with society. And it's like, yo, for y'all to even try to bash her for even trying to move on with somebody, it's like, yo, huh? Like, what? I didn't like that, man. But I mean, obviously the rumors aren't true. So I can't say obviously, but they're not. She said it. She admitted to it. And does she have an exact quote? As far as
it's basically just rumors saying that she was pregnant, which would assume that she has had.
Yeah.
And she had have to have sexual intercourse.
Yeah, she had
order to make a bag.
She had an exact response. Woke up to some straight bullshit rumors, lies on a woman trying her best to heal. Please stop. I'm not pregnant. So, I mean, there you have it. She's not pregnant. People just creating shit around her just for what? I don't even know, man. But I just want to say, if she was, so what? You know what I mean? Like, what are we?
I hear the jostling of bags.
Man, you know that is Anthony with fucking mom.
The door is about to open in 5, 4.
I think he's shaking 3. The salt on the porch so he doesn't bust his ass.
He brought salt?
I think so. He should have been here, what, 2 hours ago? But
I know, he does this. This is what Gibby. When he walks in the door, everybody screams, who's that Pokemon? And then say,
it's late. it's the... I was about to say, it's the mom, but he's not a mom.
I don't know, man. Shout out to Lauren London, man. Live your life, lady. And when you feel that it is time for you to take that next step, you take that step and you take it without any inhibitions, man.
Yeah, leave her alone, live your bro. Life. That's absurd.
Who's that Pokemon? Gimme!
Yo, man. What you got in that bag?
What in the world is in that bag?
What you got in that bag? What is this?
Is that a bag of ice?
Is that Twisted Tea? Yeah.
No, the ice melt.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so. You got coffee, so you trying to stay awake. Yeah, that's tired. I don't
want that. What's it? What? You got Twisted Teas in that bag, bro?
So I'm going to hit this coffee up.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit this Twisted Teas.
I'm going to
hit that Rise.
Oh, man. He got everything. He got the Rise pen, the Twisted Tea.
Then I'm going to play some virtual dollars.
And the cup. Oh, that Oculus joint. Oh, you said you was here.
I saw it, man.
Yeah.
You were at Harlem Shake.
I'm not going to stunt. I want you to play that exact game. And I want to record you because I look like doofus warlord when I was playing that
I'm
shit.
I'm good. I'm not pretty enough for it. Wait till I charm up.
Nah. Fuck, man.
Charmander.
What? Fuck that. You was talking about how pretty you was. What? Was that two episodes ago?
Oh, Gibbs, no.
This nigga almost killed the pot.
No, Gibbs, no.
Somebody get the shit.
Just take the cup. Oh, shenanigans.
That's how frustrated.
Mulligans.
That's how a frustrated parent get when they about to fuck something up. Somebody get the shit.
Damn, man.
But yeah, how you feel about this Lauren London situation, man? Like, when you heard the news, what was your initial thought? Like, what did you think?
I'm not going to front. Initially, I was like, damn, that's fast. But I'm going off my own speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, he was such a he was such a prolific person.
Yeah.
You know, he was held to such a standard that it's unfair for her to be clocked as far as, you know, when she as a time frame for when she should move on.
Yeah.
Or what's appropriate what's an appropriate time frame for her to move on. Because in all honesty, like, everybody grieves differently.
Exactly.
I've learned that firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone grieves differently. Some people can be okay with it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's going to take fucking years. You know what I mean? Some people can be like me and have, you know, have good days, bad days, good days, bad days, good days, bad days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, who knows where her head is at as far as this? I know. If it's anything like my situation with her, I know it was a fucking huge blow. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, universe imploding. What the fuck do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of me being here on Earth type of fucking situation? So, you know, I feel when I heard the news, I felt like, oh, shit, damn. Like, what the fuck is going on? But of course, rumors are rumors. And she was being her typical stand-up self, you know, shutting niggas down. I'm not pregnant. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas is weird as hell. What the fuck? Leave me alone. Let me grieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, big black fist to the sister Lauren London. But when I first heard the news, I was like, good damn.
Man, really?
That's quick.
See, first of all, I could never. Nipsey passed away in March 2019, right? So that's coming up on 2 years.
But then again, yeah, you're right. 2 years, man.
First of all, I could never tell nobody how to grieve, first of all, true, ever. But I'm not closed-minded, but I am black and white. I'm black and white to the point where it's like, yo, is this? This is that. And there's pretty much no in-between. Now, when I say I'm open-minded, you can explain to me what the in-between is. And I will accept it and I will agree to it if it's right or if I agree. But in this situation, it's like, it's definitely unfortunate. He's gone. So it's not like he's coming back.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like people are viewing it. Like, how could you do that? He's not coming back. Do you understand how miserable I am? So whatever I want to do to get over it or however I want to deal with it, there's no time frame.
No.
So if I accept that he's not coming back and he's gone the next day, you might get viewed kind of funny, but it's reality. You see what I mean? So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to wait until y'all forget that he's gone to live my life? That's insane.
No, you have to understand the way people tether, believe me, my brain has been, I've been everywhere on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
The way people's brains works, like I'm going to use me for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way that I feel, I lost who I felt was my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lost the person that I thought that I was going to die next to. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to be holding hands and headed to the great beyond together. She ended up going there before me. Leaving behind 4 children, you know, whatever. I'm burnt. But the way that I look at it is, and I'm sure this is how a lot of people look at it. In a way, this is the way that a lot of people look at it. I'm not even going to say me more so, because I know that there's going to be a time where I'm going to have to live my life at some point. You know what I mean? I can't keep beating my meat. I mean, somebody's got to handle this.
Joe.
You know what I mean? That's just me. This is me being stupid and being, she would laugh at this, whatever. But a lot of people look at it as if the afterlife is tightly tethered to here, meaning my soulmate, the person that I know without a shadow of a doubt was the person that was created to be here with me.
Mm-hmm.
She dipped off first. So anyone that comes after her automatically gets a notch. Do you feel what I'm saying? And this is me because, you know, I want the way that my brain works sometimes, when I think about the thought of moving on, I think of when I KO and I see her again, right? I want to be available for her, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, like things like marriage and like another marriage or shit like that. Like, I don't know how that works in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the person that I married on earth is tethered to me up there too. So I'm afraid to take those major steps because I don't want to lose my reconnection. I don't want to KO and then I see her and then God be like, dog, no, remember those vows you made down there? Your person's over there. She hasn't come up yet. So you sit over there and wait for her, you know, and I'm looking at Kai like I wish.
Yeah,
you know I mean. So it's really weird. My brain has thought of every possible and thing, and what it has concluded to is that I know I'm going to have to move on. I know that this is something that she will want. She will want me to be happy. You know what I mean? But for me personally,
mm-hmm.
I want her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's the only person that I've ever wanted. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like losing her. I lost that drive of relationship. I've lost that drive of marriage. I've lost that drive of, I mean, and this might be fucking up my chances with anybody out there, but I mean, I lost my drive to move forward as far as relationships goes, because I feel like the person that I was meant to be with died. She's somewhere where I cannot reach. And when I finally reached that place, because I tried, I've made an attempt. And the only reason that I'm sitting here is because that attempt failed. Not that I failed, because I made an attempt. Mm-hmm. A honest fucking, this should work attempt. And it failed. So the only reason that I'm still here is because what I did didn't work. And it was a slap in the face. Like, bro, you got fucking kids. You got fucking so much, like, they need you. They need, you know what I mean? And it took that slap in the face for me to realize, hey, I got to be down here for a while. But I'm constantly thinking of just reuniting with her. I'm constantly thinking of reaching that place and just embracing her and talking to her and banging on her dumb ass. You know what I mean? And just like, you know what I mean? I dream about it sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's about to say, all of that is nothing that I could ever, you know what I'm saying? I could never ever give no point of view, no how I would react and what I would do. It's always situations where you say, man, if this happened to me, I would be, there's always that type of shit until it actually happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to even try to give views on her, and Lauren London and you or any type of perspective, it's clouded judgment of bullshit anyway. It doesn't. It's, you know what I mean, because I can never. It's like when Drake said on that one song, "I hate when niggas say I feel you, dog." Like, because they don't. You could never feel me in this situation. It's something that your mind can't even fathom because it didn't happen to you. So I understand what you mean. It's 100%.
It's definitely different when you lose somebody that you thought that you were going to be on earth forever with. Because it's like you get the mentality of like, okay, I quit. Not to say I quit. It's like you meet that person, right? And then, you know, they are everything you are looking for. You make plans on the future. You make plans on everything. And you just assume in your mind that I'm going to be with this person forever. There's no doubt about it. I don't have to search. I don't have to dance around. I don't have to play the game. I don't have to fucking do anything else. I'm done. I'm completely and totally done. And I am completely and totally satisfied with being out of the game. And then you lose that person. And now, you know, it's a different, it's a mindset where it's like, okay, like how the fuck do I manage this now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to disrespect her by even attempting to look for that level of commitment that I had with her through anyone else, because I don't want to be unavailable to her whenever it's my time to see her. It's a crazy thought. I don't know how the afterlife works at all. I have no idea. I don't know who's right, to keep it funky. I'm a Christian man. Mm-hmm. I have my beliefs, but I'm not an idiot. I have no idea how this works. So who knows that how I am interpreting it is even the way it's supposed to be interpreted. Interpreted.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
I feel you.
So
I hear you.
That's kind of why I respect Lauren a lot, honestly, because she's solid as fuck. And I'm pretty sure we kind of share the same sentiments. You know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, we both lost somebody that, you know, was so monumental in our lives that I couldn't even imagine saying, "Will you marry me?" to someone that's not her. It's almost as if I'm waiting to say those words when I die. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest regrets of my entire fucking existence is not doing that while she was here. I think about it daily. There are moments where I don't think about anything, but, you know, just regret. You know what I mean? Just stupidity. Just complacency, thinking that she's always going to be here and we have time. That's something that I regret more than anything. We have time. That quote right there, "We have time," it to me now, it's the bane of my existence, because we don't. And we have no idea what's next. We have no idea what's coming. We have no idea what the fucking future holds. And I didn't understand that at all. As a matter of fact, I was almost cocky about it. Like, hey, we got time, man. Come on. Let's get this house together. Let's get this together. Let's do this together. Let's get all these things A1 squared away. And then we got time. We have time for that after. We have time for that. We already have a family. We're already cemented, and we're basically married. We've been together for 11, almost 12 years. You know what I mean? We're cemented already. We have time for the fucking ceremonies. You know what I mean? Let's just make sure everything is A1. And then you lose that person. And it's just like, man, if I would have just fucking got out of my, you know, that stupid fucking mindset of complacency. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know. Shout out to Lauren London. Hold it down for as long as you need to. And also know that if you meet someone that, you know, gives you that same feeling or has that level of understanding that you've been through some shit and you may, and I lost someone that, you know, was fucking pivotal in my life, you know, and they understand that and they're able to deal with that and they're able to accept that level of baggage from you, then, yeah, I mean, you can move however you want to move, man. And it's not up to the world to dictate when it's time to move or when it's appropriate or how it's appropriate or how appropriate it is or how you should do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's solid as fuck, man.
That's the biggest part about it, man.
100.
That nobody else can chime in and have any input. Well, they can. They can say whatever the hell they want, but it shouldn't affect your decision to do so because you're with that person you decided to move on with, not with them. They don't, like, fuck them.
What? 100.
My bad for the sap, man.
Nah, you could have went on for 4 hours. I wasn't going to stop
My
you.
My bad for the sap.
I wasn't going to let you, you know what I'm saying?
So,
you
gotta, shout out to Kai, man. For real, for real. Love of my life.
There's no point. There's no point to keep shit in, bro. If you got shit to say, go ahead and say it. I mean,
what? I let it out. It's okay. It's all right. I'm good. Shout out to my baby, man. That's why Valentine's Day is gonna fucking suck, man. Because I hated it, and she knew I hated it, and I let her know that I hated it, and now it's like, man, if I could just take you out to dinner. Like, you know what I mean? If I could just take you out to dinner one more fucking time. I got my babies. Yeah, I got my girls, man. It's all good. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate.
100.
Shit. You know? I feel like I'm going to take a cue from the Joe Budden podcast. Fucking play outstanding or something.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I mean, we do need a fucking uplifting fucking.
But they said, we ain't got no.
Dick's balls, cereal, candy bars. Yeah. Let's go. What the fuck else is there to talk about?
About to say, man. What the hell is this? Hold up. Before I even... Do you want to approach this? What's going on? What did it?
Oh,
I didn't know shit about this.
I didn't know anything about it until right now. Aunt Jemima officially has a new name change after Quaker Oats pledged to change it due to racial stereotypes.
So, all right, I'm pretty sure I know one of y'all know the backstory of Aunt Jemima. So Aunt Jemima was not a real person. She wasn't a real person, right?
No.
But they made her based on what? African American stereotypes.
Yeah, like,
so that's why she got that fat ass.
Yeah.
So she got that fat. Yo, you alright?
Yeah.
You think it took a sip of that twisted tea? You twisted, huh? Twisted. Y'all niggas got a twist. Huh? What song is that? Is that Mobb Deep?
Mobb Deep.
Y'all niggas got twisted. Who did the chorus? Was it Havoc or Prodigy?
It was Havoc. Oh, y'all niggas got it twisted, huh? That liquor in you charm. That truth come out when you drunk.
What's the real?
Your ass what? It's from Weird Science.
Weird Science. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She blinded me with science.
Okay, so Aunt Jemima is... Hold up, wait a second. Do you say aunt or do you say aunt?
I say Aunt Jemima.
You say aunt?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? You say aunt? No, I'm saying like the word period.
I say aunt.
You say aunt. Yeah. What do you say? What do you say?
It's a mix.
You say
depending
both.
On, depending on the sentence.
What do you say?
Aunt.
You say aunt.
I say aunt.
You say aunt. I say aunt too, man.
You thinking Miss Butterworth? Ass.
Huh?
You Miss Butterworth
got a fat ass? Yeah,
hold speaking up. To the mic.
Aunt Jemima. Oh, Aunt Jemima is just the lady on the box smiling. Oh, and Miss Butterworth is the one with that Miss Butterworth shape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What?
You know what I'm saying? All right, I had to get that straight. So do you say one more before we dig into this? Do you say grandpa or do you say pap?
We're all dead.
Come on, man.
Gibby, man.
What?
I'm talking about the word, bro.
Speak loud, too.
I used to say, Granddad. I think I just said granddad.
Granddad, okay.
I'm not gonna front. I don't know them niggas
either.
I don't remember ever saying the word grandpa.
I've never seen them niggas.
Well, I say pops.
Pops, okay.
Ty's granddad, real, I mean, wild close, one of the greatest men I've ever known. Mm-hmm. So Pops, I say Pops.
Okay. Skrilla, what do you say? Grandpa or grand, just the word. I'm not digging into y'all family history. Mm-hmm. Like, do you say Grandpap? Pap?
I say Grandpap.
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 What about you, Ray?
He doubles up. Probably says something islandy.
He just screams. Yay!
They used to call my dude. They used to refer to my grandfather as daddy.
Oh, daddy. Okay.
Okay.
What are you trying to do, Skrilla? Hold on, wait. My bad, Ray. Hold on. We have to cut you. I got to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm about to say, bro.
Skrilla is trying to fuck.
Go ahead, Lord.
Wow, I almost fucked up, too.
Skrilla is trying to fuck.
Huh?
What?
Predictable.
Okay.
Skrilla is trying to ruin everyone. Shut up. Take your little bag of Funyuns that's making wild noise on the mic.
Oh, Funyuns is
Shut the hell up.
Sorry, Daddy.
Stop!
What?
Predictable!
Stop! This podcast is off the rails.
Daddy,
no, not with a Z. You're wilding, bro. You need to go to that other fucking recliner, man.
I'm about to say, I never met them niggas either. Well, the niggas on my side, my family.
The only pop I remember is Kai's granddad.
I don't know what they look like.
But I don't remember my dad's father. I don't remember my mom's father. I have no idea.
Yeah, they smoke Vienna now, but I mean, respect.
100.
But anyway. Yeah, Aunt Jemima is fake. I thought she was real.
Brandy.
I thought she was real, bro. She's not real. So is Miss Butterworth? Nah.
She might have been real.
Miss Butterworth's gotta be fake.
Do you think Yeah,
they're based off stereotypical African American women with fat asses in the kitchen.
Yeah, they made the white babies suckle their breasts.
Oh man,
mm-hmm.
That's wild.
That's what happened, Skrilla. Eat your fucking Funyuns, you uncultured swine.
Yo, so now I do remember they did have an Aunt Jemima commercial that got banned because it was a Caucasian lady. She did blackface.
Oh, she did blackface.
Yeah.
No, oh my god.
She had no ass though, bitch. But anyway, so yeah, so they're finally getting rid of this due to the racistness.
Quaker Oats.
That's not a word.
Quaker Oats wasn't racistness. Quaker?
Wait. Say that again.
Just say it into the mic and loud.
Speak the fuck up.
The mic is over here.
Yeah, move up. Now, when you speak, just speak loud. All right,
so I thought, you know, the Quaker Oats guy helped Harriet Tubman in the Underground Railroad.
We're done? Take the mic away from him.
I thought the Quaker Oats nigga was the Captain Crunch nigga.
No. We're done? Take the mic away from him. All right, I need a second. I need a B mic. Can we get a B mic?
Come on, man. I'm going to try harder. But nah, real shit. Who is the Captain Crunch nigga? He's not based off the Quaker
Captain
Oats
Crunch
nigga?
Is legit just the captain.
No, get the fuck out of here. The Captain Crunch.
He's an admiral. Legit. No. He's right.
I'm going to let you. Let me. Can I go?
He has admiral clothes.
The Captain Crunch. You can't be serious. The Captain Crunch nigga is the cartoon version of Quaker fan.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Go, let's
it's
go.
It's not.
So what is Quaker?
It's not.
Quaker Oats are.
It's not.
Quaker Oats
Quakers
is.
Quakers were a people. They weren't pirates. They weren't pirates.
Yeah. No, I know that. Like the Amish. If the Amish came out with English McMuffins or Amish McMuffins and they put an Amish fam on there, it's just, it would be just, that's an Amish person,
this
right?
This
but at the same time,
the
my point is the Captain Crunch nigga is the cartoon version of Quaker Oats fam.
No, he's an admiral.
Yo.
He's what?
How many people in this room agree with that shit?
He's a captain.
What?
Yo.
Quaker Oats fam. All right,
Jordan, what do you think? You think they're the same motherfucker? Just cartoon that?
The same ass. So I've seen where you're
coming from. Bro, thank you.
Nigga is the Captain Crunch?
Yes, fam.
Look, hey, you're tripping.
Slaves. What do you mean?
Bro, listen. Quaker Oats was founded in 1901.
All right.
That Quaker Oats nigga on right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's before that.
I know it was before that. So later, when Captain Crunch came, it was like, yo, let's just cartoon.
When the pirate era was happening, that's in the 1800s? Quaker Oats was founded in 1901, is what I'm saying.
Okay, if it was founded in 1901, when did Captain Crunch come out?
Captain Crunch?
Came out way, way later. So they based it off of that nigga. So the timeline don't make no... The timeline doesn't... Oh, yeah, get the fuck out of here. That is Mr. Captain Crunch right there.
That's the Oats nigga.
He got the fucking gullet of a lifetime, bro.
We're done.
What?
Get out of here.
Yeah, we off the
cereal. Captain Crunch is... Captain Crunch is not the Quaker Oats fan. All right,
listen. Captain Crunch is the related, cartoon.
They're not cousins.
He's the cartoon version.
No,
bro.
Nigga.
I'm not hearing it. Fuck out of here. I can't wait to find a documentary where they say artist Billy Toon Toon created Captain Crunch based off Quaker Oats fam. I can't wait.
That's a
lie.
It's a lie.
What?
They have different hats. They have different clothes.
I don't care, bro.
It's not the same.
Man. We'll see. But anyway,
Quakers are different than pirates or admirals.
Aunt Jemima, however you say it, you know what I mean, it's over for that advertisement. They're not. So what are they going to do? They're just going to be.
No, they said they're going to just use just a straight logo.
Is this it? Pearl Milling Company?
Pearl Milling, yeah.
Their actual company name.
Yeah. Pearl Milling Company is just going to be on the box.
Pearl Milling Company, sir.
That's butt. I'm not PMC. Buying that.
Grab a bottle of PMC and let's get it cracking.
See, they just ruined it. Why did they ruin it? Because if the situation was racist, then yeah, of course, get rid of the racism. But
Skrilla got his hand up like he's like.
Go ahead, bro.
Mrs. Butterworth wasn't real syrup anyway.
Mrs. Butterworth?
Mrs. Butterworth wasn't real syrup anyway.
What you mean it wasn't real syrup?
Sugar and water.
Are you serious?
He's not allowed to talk on the microphone anymore.
Yo.
Let's stop turning the mic to him.
What?
Ray, what you got, Ray?
I'm about to go to Walmart
Captain
and just get.
Captain Crunch mascot is depicted as an 18th century naval captain.
Yes.
So that's not a Quaker. And his name is Jean Lafitte.
Jean Lafitte.
What?
Jean Lafitte. He's French.
The
nigga is not a Quaker. The nigga is dressed in French conquistador clothing, and you knew that, and you knew this, and this was during the pirate era, so Captain Jack Sparrow was diddling and stabbing this nigga back in the day, and the nigga came up with his own treasures and sold them as cereals.
Because it says 1800s, which is exactly what you said, 18th century.
Come on, I know my timelines.
That shit didn't have nothing to do. That shit didn't have nothing to do with my explanation. Even though that you're right, my explanation was... Nigga, this nigga was first, and they copied off
they
of
didn't.
It. They came later.
They didn't.
Captain Quaker Company owns Captain Crunch? Man, look, I don't care where y'all niggas is going with this history, bro. I'm telling you, the artist was like, yo, look at this nigga. I'm going to just base it off of that. That's what I'm basing it off of.
This nigga all
right?
is wild.
I can't wait to find this. I know I'm going to find it, and I know I'm right, bro. Fuck that shit.
100. Get out of here, Gibby. Stop showing us pictures of Uncle Ben. It's going to make me laugh.
So is Uncle Ben real?
I don't know.
Hell no. He said hell no? Yo, Uncle, come on, bro. One of these motherfuckers is real, bro.
I mean, she's clearly a cartoon.
So who got the most fire shit? And I don't mean like. I mean, food-wise, you know what I'm saying?
Who got the best what?
Aunt Jemima got syrup. Miss Butterworth got... Hey, Skrilla, get the fuck out of here, bro. All right, so Aunt Jemima got syrup. I was about to say Aunt Buttersworth. Aunt Buttersworth got...
Shut up! This pot... We have to get this... We have to pull the reins on this podcast, goddammit.
And
so
Uncle Ben...
has to be changed too, then, right?
Uncle Ben?
No, cream of wheat. This nigga that ain't allowed to... He's allowed to serve you food, but he ain't allowed to eat up front.
Stop giving me. Hold on, that's a nigga from Gullah
Gullah. Stop it!
That's a nigga from Gullah Gullah Island.
Oh my god, yo. Stop!
Yo, alright, fuck this. All right, we can close this shit out right now.
No, we have 20 minutes.
Alright, well, let's not close this shit. I want to ask y'all who got the most fire shit? Cream and Wheat fam, Quaker fam, Caucasian, we ain't count him. Cream and Wheat fam, Aunt Jemima, Aunt Buttersworth, and Uncle Ben.
Cocoa Wheats.
Yo, wait, what?
What? What? What?
Is that the monkey?
First of all, I'm going to be perfectly honest.
That shit only comes out burnt monkey.
What the fuck are Cocoa Wheats?
Suck.
What are cocoa wheats?
Cocoa wheats can't be beat. It's the creamy odd cereal with the cocoa treat. It makes you big and strong and lots of fun. Eat your cocoa wheats, everyone. It's cocoa wheats. It's cuckoo wheats. Rock! It's cocoa wheats, bird brain.
Wait, is that with the one with Mr. Game and Watch on the front?
Yeah.
Yo, all right, now show me what it looks like. It's Mr. Game and Watch and a crow.
It's cuckoo wheats, right?
And where? Now that we on weird ass commercials. Cuckoo wheats,
bird brain.
Oh, I thought it was a black kid on the front.
Cocoa wheats, cocoa wheats.
Mr. Game and Watch?
It was just a black.
He's all black, he's a black, bro.
Figure.
Yeah, he's black.
Colored, not black like a nigga.
Not African American.
He's just a black stick figure.
Man,
go somewhere.
This is off topic. But
he's trying to sabotage the pod.
This is off topic.
Look at him. He looks like a fucking conspirator.
Yo, he looks like. Oh, shit. He legit looks like he's about to say.
Go ahead, Luke. Go ahead, Luke.
Yo, but the thing is, this is off topic.
Look, he's holding an empty bag of Funyuns. There's no Funyuns left in that bag. But why is it propped open as if there's thousands? Stop it.
This is off topic. It's kind of on topic. We're speaking about old commercials and advertisements as far as food and things. Where did they get off having a little Caucasian boy asking Mr. Al how many licks it takes? He didn't have on no clothes. Does anybody realize that?
Who didn't have on no clothes?
The little kid. His butt cheeks were fresh out, bro.
No, he had pants on.
Do you want to bet? Oh, please, let's bet. Please. He said Mr. Owl with his ass cheeks out. So he must have been asleep. First thing he thought of was like, I got to ask this nigga, bro. How many legs does it really take, bro? Look at that.
Come on, rein it in.
Come on, bro.
Rein it in. He is butt ass.
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Crunch. Nigga. Exactly.
Just turn that off. God damn it.
But anyway, yeah, back on topic, man. So they're getting rid of that shit because it's racist. You know what I'm saying? And respect to them.
You know what it is, man.
I do feel like they need to shorten up that name. Because it's called what? Pearly, whirly, whirly. Like, it's too long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pearl Milling Company. Hand me that Pearl Milling Company. Hand me that Pearl. I mean, you can say. I don't think people are really going to notice.
Everyone's going to keep on calling it Aunt Jemima.
I don't think so, bro. I disagree with that. Because you're not going to realize that that's them.
It's going to take a whole generation of kids for it to go away. Right. You know what I mean?
I don't know, bro.
Simple as that.
Or you can get the food club served with butter flavor.
But, I mean.
Syrup. With butter flavor.
Hold on. Wait a second. Syrup. Now we got to do another one. How do y'all say syrup?
Syrup.
You say syrup. What syrup. Do you say? Syrup.
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 Syrup. Scissor. Get the fuck out.
Skrilla, get out of the podcast.
Jordan, what do you say? Do you say syrup?
I'm taking away your membership.
You say syrup. You say like how it's pronounced. Okay. All right.
What do you say, man?
I say syrup.
Syrup.
Like syrup. Syrup. You mean?
Were y'all like amazed by, do you remember in the 90s when they came out with the bottle syrup you put in the microwave and they got the little, it's hot sensor button on the front of it? Like the little, it was like Hungry Jack shit.
No.
Hungry Man? No.
No.
Bro, I don't remember that.
You don't remember the bottle syrup you put in the microwave and it says hot, like it's black.
Legit, I don't.
What the fuck?
It says hot, but it's done. Yeah.
We were just going to pine trees and scraping off the sap.
What? Yo, and that's all syrup is just tree blood.
Yeah, it's just tree skin. Interesting. Tree-gasms.
Yo. How many some of that viscous tree skin? All right, let's move on, man. Respect to Pearl Milling Company for getting rid of that racist bullshit. I guess the rest will follow suit because is Cream and Wheat still happening? Is Screaming Weed still happening? Is Screaming Weed still happening or not, motherfucker?
I think so. Screaming Weed is still.
I don't know how they didn't clap him yet.
I'm about to say, yeah, they need to get rid of Cream and Wheat because he's purely serving the Caucasians in a racist. In the picture, he's really like, thank you, Massa, for letting me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
anything else before I go goes on the bed.
Yeah, free Cream and Wheat, fam. You know what I'm saying? That's about to be my new hashtag. Free Mr. Cream and Wheats. But what else we got on the, what do they call it? Docket.
Get that light in my face.
I mean, honestly, I don't know, man.
Did you want to hit the Dave Chappelle or not? I mean, we.
Oh, shit, yeah. Let's do that. Right. Fuck yeah, man.
Chappelle Show.
Now, I don't know if these are rumors or if it's real. Has this been confirmed?
What?
Is the Chappelle Show return? It's real.
He got paid. So because they gave him his money for it, it's back on Netflix.
Oh, the Chappelle Show is back on Netflix. Yeah. I thought I was thinking like another Chappelle Show.
No.
Oh.
They just put the Chappelle Show back on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which I did notice this morning, and I was curious about it. But I don't really be on Netflix too much. Like Hulu and Crunchyroll are my babies.
He does a 10-minute.
Yeah.
10-minute.
Hulu,
okay.
I feel like out of all the joints to watch, I'm on YouTube the most, bro. I legit will just go on YouTube and just let shit fly. But Hulu's right after that. But yeah, man, they paid Dave Chappelle, man, and it's much respect to that black man, man. I'm happy. Get your money, Mr. Chappelle.
Get that bread, brother.
And I feel like when I think of comedians, bro. I mean, I was never, I was a skeetling when the Richard Pryor era was hot.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of comedians, like, I feel like the Thanos, the Goku, the Superman of comedians is Dave Chappelle. That's what I think.
Well, yeah.
Who do you think when you, you mean?
I mean, I would say Pryor. I would say Mooney. I would say the Murphys, the...
Oh, Eddie Murphy too. Yeah,
you know what I mean, you got. But even more. But I mean, like I said, I'm a '90s kid. So you know, you have like, Def Comedy Jam. You have like, so you know, you of course Martin.
Hamburger.
You got exactly, bruh. Like, you know what I mean, there's a lot of Earthquake.
Like you get, but I'm saying the official
elites. But dude,
I'm not even saying elite. I'm saying the owner, the ruler, the Thanos, the Superman, the Goku, the main, the Ryu. You know what I'm saying? The main person. I think for me, it's Dave Chappelle.
You know now it would be Dave Chappelle, but back
yeah, then, that's what I said. As far
right
as
now, right now, Dave Chappelle is the
okay. The, yeah, but if I had to think anything before that, I just like I said, I was skeet. So I would think my mind goes to Richard Pryor, even though I'm not familiar with any of his work, but that's what you mean. That's where my brain goes to. But anyway, yeah, they're crazy as fuck for not trying to get that nigga his bread in the first place. Like, nigga, come on, bro.
It was a really, really weird situation that was. But I mean, he's back. They paid him. He's back on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see this performance. I should have. I seen Ray posted it, of course. But yeah.
So
I'm take a look at it.
He did a 10-minute performance on Instagram in response to him getting the show back on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I didn't get a chance to check that out either. I'm gonna look that up. But I usually don't even. I'm not really one to. To watch stand-up comedy, that's not really my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more so into skits, movies, TV shows, you know what I mean? But as far as stand-up comedy, I let that breeze right past me, you know what I mean? But whatever he's doing as far as this 10-minute performance, I'm going to definitely check it out because he's on the next level of comedy, bro. Anything he does is funny. It's like... You sit down, he comes on the screen. Your mind is like, all right, don't laugh, because he didn't say anything. You don't want to look like a loser, but he's just so, he's so funny that sometimes you can't even help it. He ain't even do shit yet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to check that out, man. Respect to him.
Yeah, man, respect to Dave Chappelle, man.
I'm about to say, listen, man, if you going to say something, we need to hear that shit.
Yeah, so Royster59 had posted a clip. That's where I seen it at.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's cool.
Congratulations.
No, but that's a good segue. Because speaking of Royce.
Very good segue.
Fucking Benzino. Shit, I see booty. Both, both, both. Roscoe. He wants to fight Royce and he wants to fight Eminem, man. And it's like, come on, bro. This feud, this feud is literally 2 decades old. Benzino, what are you doing, bro? Like, are you trying to hang on to the little bit of relevant juice that you got left in that tank or what? So, yeah, he said, as far as their beef goes, Eminem hasn't said a damn word. So, basically, Benzino went on Queen's Flip. He went on the Queen's Flip and he started speaking about Eminem and Royce and started just reminiscing on the old beef that they used to have and his opinions on both of them, whether it come to music and their personality, behavior, everything. He just started airing shit out. And him and Royce got into basically like this type of Instagram feud where they were going back and forth, dissing each other. And there's several posts. And Benzino said something foolish, like, I put my catalog up against Royce's. And it's just like... What? Like, bro, we don't know you for anything but I see booty. And that's exactly what Royce said. And whatever. It's just every single chance Benzino gets, he says something about Eminem or Royce trying to discredit both of them. And he basically just said, for us to squash this beef and it be done and over with, I'll fight both of y'all. I'm 55 years old. I feel like I'm in great shape. We could put the gloves on and after that it could be over. And Royce didn't really, he responded, but he responded by by editing a video of Benzino talking to Queen's Flip and basically just chopping it up to making Benzino seem like a complete idiot. But it was pretty funny. But as far as the actual match going down, there's no update of that. But I don't think they're actually going to fight. Hmm. I know that. Benzino admitted to not having any type of boxing background at all.
At all.
And I do know that Royce and Eminem, they've boxed before. I don't know if they've had like matches or whatever, but they took boxing.
At the very least, they have a decent amount of training.
Yeah. So, and I mean, honestly, I gotta go with age and knowledge on that. If Royce and Eminem have some type of boxing background. And they're about 10 years younger than Benzino. I gotta give it to, you know what I mean? And Benzino's, he's pretty bulky. He looks like his hands are terrible. Like, not to say that bulky people can't, they don't got hands, because shit, come see me, bitch ass me. But no, it's the fact that Benzino's old, he's big, he just looks like crumpled up country crock.
You saw how awkward his body movements were in that video where he was butt ass. Extremely awkward. He was moving his body as if he just got his arms. Like he just got them. Like these arms just came in. Like this is cyberpunk. Like I just got these arms. I only had them for an hour. I don't know what they can do. Don't ask me to do shit yet. Like he looked really fucking bad. He looked really bad, so I can't imagine him holding any sort of candle to, especially Royce. Man, Royce is a fighting aficionado.
Yeah,
like he loves the sport. He's tapped in. I can't imagine him going toe to toe with Royce and coming out in any sort of favorable position. It's over for him. He has no neck. His arms don't work well. His body is made out of sheepskin. It's over for him.
Yeah. It's over for him. I'm sorry, man. It's just like, he looks like if you just went to the Grand Canyon and just took a piece of the Grand Canyon and just, you mean, threw some country crock on it and put a head on top. That's Benzino, man. That's what Benzino's body looks like.
Oh, my God.
He's a weird looking guy, but I don't think he would stand a chance in a ring with Royce. But I mean, shit, we've never seen either one of them fight. It's just I'm going off knowledge,
common sense.
I'm going off knowledge and age. You know what I'm saying? So
there's no way.
Yeah,
it's over.
What you think Eminem would do with him though? Think he could beat Eminem?
I think Eminem has so much pent up anger and aggression that I feel like, you know, when Gone was fighting P2.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that scared me.
And he was punching,
yeah,
the fucking jello out of this fucking creature's body.
No, the thing that
first comes rock, boom. First comes rock, boom. First comes rock,
yo.
Boom. First comes rock, boom.
You know,
first comes rock.
You know what scared me?
Boom.
Is when Kalua came up to him and said, "Yo, bruh, your arm." Gone turned around and said, "It's cool, bro. It don't even hurt." That, yo, that scared me.
Chopped off.
That scared me at home.
No, I'm good.
I was like,
he was making energy balls with an armless.
Yeah, just
with his nub.
Just a Hamlet.
And it was still just, oh my God, man. That,
I feel like,
what a show. One, what a show.
Yeah.
Two, that whole arc, that Chimera Ant Mark,
mm-hmm.
or arc, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. That shit was fucking unreal.
I swear, I love that, man. If you ain't watch Hunter x Hunter, the 2013 version, I don't know what the 90s one is like, but yeah, 2011, 2013, Hunter x Hunter. If you didn't watch that, man, you bugging. But whatever. Anyway, yeah, I feel like Eminem, I feel like he's fast as shit.
I feel like he is.
I don't know if that's because he's slender or what, but I feel like he got crazy speed. I don't know if it's because of how he raps that got my brain flustered or what.
M is fucking destroying Benzino. There's nothing Benzino can do. Like, Benzino, I know exactly how he's going to look whenever he steps in a ring. A lot of jittering, hands up, hands down, hands up, hands, you know what I mean? You know how it's going to look. You know,
I wish like I could have seen that.
Benzino looks like he just got his arms. Like he pulled them out of an Amazon box and was like, attach here.
You made me think of SpongeBob when he got the anchor arms. My nigga Larry the Lobster was like, SpongeBob, looking good. But hey, man,
Benzino looks bad. He looks fit. He like in any.
You said he had
in all intents and purposes. He should be able to body type wise. He should be able to do something in the ring at the very least last a few rounds.
Yeah,
but like just his movements, he can't turn his head. He can't turn his head at all. It's over for him. He doesn't look like he can keep up at all. His arms, he's very awkward with his arm movements. You've seen him on Love & Hip Hop. Like, all of his scenes were him sitting, and the camera was in one position, so he wouldn't have to turn his head.
I don't know. I gotta see a training video of Benzino before I give him any type of chance. And I just gotta see him pick up a fucking bottle of water and drink it. Then I could base a, you know what I'm saying? Have some, because I just want to see his arms move naturally. Because now that you brought it to my attention, I've never seen him, like even on the Queens Flip interview, like his movements were unnatural. Just
he
like
was
you said,
because he was laying on a bed. What type of nigga does a whole interview on his stomach, hanging off the end of a bed? You ever look at your phone that way?
Oh,
like when you wake up in the morning, you just grab your phone. You're hanging off the bed. Your arms are maybe on the ground. You're looking at your phone. He did the entire phone interview, the Queens Flip interview, just like that.
Yo,
and that made me think, like, this nigga is a different nigga. He's going to get pummeled.
His shit might, his arms might not be real, though. That's the thing. He might have fake arms, bro. Right. Like, I heard that about the Ying, one of the Ying Yang twins had a fake hand or some shit.
He just had a chicken wing hand.
Bro.
Doesn't one of them have a chicken wing?
Is it the one that said, everybody notice you're real free?
Why did I say that? That was offensive. That was offensive.
All right, well, we can cut it right there, man.
Take my strong hand.
What? No, this isn't happening.
All right, man, shit. Let's wrap this shit up, yo. Tessica, man, I'm so happy for you that you got your shit together. Gorilla glue, baby, that's for science projects and wood and metal and to put things back together. It's not for your skin.
Well, she made it out. Congratulations.
Don't do it again. And as far as fucking Martin, you're going to lose one of your lips, Martin. And Bob Evans, man, get you one of the thick Jones. Put that on there.
Or Uncle Charlie's, man.
I can't speak for Uncle Charles. I don't know what Uncle Charles got. And shout out to Pearl Milling Company for getting rid of that racist, stereotypical bullshit, man. Respect to y'all.
All right, Lauren London, hold down the fort for sure. You're doing a great job. And go at your pace, baby girl.
And Reverend,
sorry about that.
You got that?
Reverend Al.
Hey, man. Live your life.
I think it's time to hang up the size 24 Skechers.
Yo.
What?
It's time to put them up, man. You're about to KO.
Yo, stop saying that.
It's 2021. Everybody's dying in 2021, man. I'm serious. Everybody's dying. Why y'all laughing? It's real.
Hey, I'm going to keep it real.
Predictable.
I don't give a fuck. Just let me get at least 40 online matches with Geese and King of Fighters 15. I don't care. But.
Oh, you got it.
And shit, man. Is that it?
No, what do we talk about? Benzene, stop.
Yeah, Benzino, give it a rest, bro. What are you doing, bro? Like, you're old. I would assume you have a little bit of money. Maybe you don't. Maybe that's why you're fishing for attention. But you got to find it somewhere else, bro. Leave Royce and Eminem alone for they beat your old ass, bro.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. Chappelle.
And Chappelle, you the GOAT, man.
Get that bread, man.
Get the bread. I'm glad Netflix finally.
We'll meet you up there.
I'm glad they finally. Is this a word? Wisened up. Wisened up. That's not no word. Wisened up. Oh, you know what the fuck I mean, man. Anyway,
just say it.
Always remember. Yeah.